officer position to actually kind of describe what we do. So that way it's informative not just for anyone who on the board who does not have an officership that might be interested, but also for everyone involved here. Obviously, I'm the chair, so my position requires me to run the meetings as well as have regular communication with the director in case he needs any advice on something or anything of that nature. Have had to represent the commission at hearings with the Appropriation Committee, as well as when we had the 50th anniversary of the Orientation Center, I was asked to give an address there as well. So, you know, speeches from time to time are definitely a part of that job. So with that, I'll pass it on to our Vice Chair, Cheryl, to explain her job.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Livingston. I'm the Vice Chair of the Commission. my job is to assist the chairperson in whatever needs to be done, especially in areas where perhaps the chair is not able to attend something that is important to the Commission, such as hearings. I've attended hearings on different issues that have come up, such as budget cuts to the agencies. I also, if for some reason the chair is not able to run the meeting, then I would run the meeting in place of the chair if he's absent for some reason. I also work with Carlos, and any time that I would be asked to submit testimony or appear at a hearing or whatever may need to be done, I would be available to do that. So,
can you do the agenda?
Oh, yes. I also read the agenda at each of the meetings, so that way people know what is on the agenda and what's going to be the order of business.
But don't you help create it?
Yes, I actually also look at the agenda and make sure that it is what we're wanting to present at each of the meetings. And so Kathy writes up the agenda and sends it to me to look over, and I say this is fine, you know, or if it needs something added or whatever, we do that. So yes, I do take care of the agenda as well.
Linda?
Linda. Good morning again. I'm Linda Bentink. I'm Executive Secretary. My job mostly is to add to the motions for meetings document. That document contains all the motions made at each meeting, and that document is sent to Kathy Stevens, to the chair and to the vice chair of this board.
You also, if I recall, don't you take part in making sure that the minutes are accurate as far as who made what motions?
Well, we should all take part in that. So,
well, true.
Yeah. But
it is technically part of your responsibilities as well.
Okay.
Yep.
One final announcement before we get started with this. It is kind of a tradition with the board officers that when you are entering your last full year as a commission board member, as I am, that you step aside and allow someone to kind of else to take the baton and then to kind of mentor them as they begin that new role. So, excuse me. As much as I've enjoyed being the chair, I'm obviously not eligible to continue filling that role. So just kind of bear that in mind as we are electing our new officers. So with that, we'll go ahead and start accepting nominations for the position of chair. Do we have any nominations? Do we have any nominations?
Nominate Cheryl.
Okay, we have a nomination for Cheryl. Do we, Cheryl, do you accept that?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any other nominations for chair? Any other nominations for chair? nominations for chair?
Move nomination cease, and chair will be elected by acclamation.
Okay, it's been moved that nomination cease, and we elect Cheryl by acclamation. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we nomination cease and we elect Cheryl by acclamation. We will, of course, take a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye, Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Patty? Sorry, I was getting there.
Aye.
Okay, congratulations, Cheryl. You want to say
a few words?
I just want to
thank the board for their support. This is a new role for me. It's been a long time since I have been the president of anything or chaired anything, so it's kind of all new to me now. But we'll get fit into the role, and I'll do my best to chair this commission board and keep us on the right track and keep working with the commission in whatever capacity I can. And so I just want to thank everyone for their support, and I'll do my best. And let me know if there's anything that I can help with or whatever. You know, feel free to come to me if you have any questions or comments, complaints, criticisms, whatever. I'm a good listener, so I'm open to any suggestions. And again, thanks for your support.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. I'll move on to the vice chair position. Do we have any nominations for vice chair? Any nominations for vice chair?
Brent?
Yes, Patty.
I would like to nominate Miguel.
Miguel, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
I move that nomination cease and we elect Miguel by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that nomination cease and we accept Miguel by acclamation. We'll do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye. Cheryl?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
And Patty?
Aye.
Okay, congratulations, Miguel. You want to say a few words?
Thank you for the support and the confidence in me. I will try to support Cheryl in any tasks or events that we need to accomplish as well. If anybody needs any or has any comments or questions or so on, you can come to me and can bring that up to the chair. And thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Miguel. The last but not least, we have a position of executive secretary. Do we have any nominations for executive secretary?
I nominate Patty Schoenlaw.
Patty, do you accept the nomination?
I think Linda is doing such a terrific job. I would like to see her stay right there. Oh, no.
Okay.
I tried.
Do we have any other nominations?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Cheryl.
I nominate Linda Mentink for the role of Executive Secretary.
Linda, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay.
If
she was going to say no, we were going to have a problem. Do we have any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
I move that nomination cease and we elect Linda by acclamation.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been properly moved, seconded that we cease nominations and elect Linda by acclamation of the executive secretary. We'll do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
And Patty?
Aye.
Okay. Do you want to say a few words there, Linda?
Well, sure.
Well, you know what they say. if you take a secretary position, you pretty much have it for life. You all saw me trying to get another newbie involved, and she didn't want to do it. So I like doing secretary work. The biggest hassle with the meetings document is that, you know, it's you can't append stuff to the clipboard, so it gets a little tricky to keep going back and forth between documents, but, you know, it's a little time-consuming, but it's only 4 times a year, so I will do it for another year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations, Linda. And that concludes the officer elections. The next item on the agenda is the NCBVI staff survey. So just as a reminder, we've been looking for a means to get input from the staff to help us with the evaluation of the executive directorship. We had a survey that was given to us by the state that we have been discussing about using to allow us to give this to the staff so that they can evaluate how they feel that the commission is going as a whole under Carlos's leadership, and to give us some input as far as creating some SMART goals for him to allow him to be evaluated more effectively and efficiently. So do we have any comment from the board?
I have a question.
Yes.
I wanted to check. I understand, Carlos, that you have contacted the Department of Personnel to check about the accessibility of the staff survey for blind staff, and they assured you that it was accessible. But what I'm wondering, has anyone, I know that we've got some folks working for the state to test accessibility issues with some of the software and things like that. Is any testing being done on the survey to make absolute sure that it is accessible and usable by blind employees?
Thanks, Cheryl. I did ask for that. They don't have the survey ready yet, but I insisted that we want to test that. So Sarah knows that. She's going to identify 2 or 3 blind staff to make sure that the system is accessible and easy to use for us.
Okay, great. I just have one more quick question.
Yep.
When will the survey actually be disseminated to state employees? And I don't know if you all know the answer to this yet, but when do you think the results will be back, and how will they be analyzed? I guess that's 2 questions.
The when, if I recall, is October. The second part, they will be collected by the end of the year, and the analysis and comments will be by the end of January or February.
Okay.
That's what I recall. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions from the board? Comments? I know there had been some back and forth about using the state questionnaire for this purpose. Is there like a motion we want to make to finalize that? Or?
I have a question about
yes.
I'm a little bit confused. Nothing unusual. So do we have to rewrite any part of it? Because our main goal here was to evaluate Carlos as an executive director. So would we need to tweak it, I guess, is my question.
My understanding was that this is going to be the same survey that everyone else takes for their annual evaluations. So it's just that they would be answering it in regards to Carlos and the direction things are going and so on and so forth. So I'm not sure if it would necessarily need to be tweaked. Carlos, do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, the short answer is no. It's just the same one for every agency. The email from state personnel was that if we could not have both, either ourselves or theirs. So that's it, yeah.
Anything else from the board? Motion or question, comments?
I want to add more.
Yeah.
Just to add to the conversation we had and sent to the board, part of the issue of only one could be used was that if the board or the agency decided to come up with a system or a survey, we needed to show in advance what system we were going to use, assuring the confidentiality they do have, the way they are going to bring the recommendations, and we didn't have that mechanism, so that's why you decided also to go to the state personnel survey.
Any other questions, comments, concerns from the board?
I guess I have. So what, will the analysis be through the state, or would it be directly through NCBI?
It's to a private corporation that the state hired, so they will do the computation, and they will give the answers to state personnel, and they will share it to each state director.
Anything else?
Mr. Chair, I guess I will go ahead and make a motion that we use the state survey that will be put out in October, and we'll use that for Carlos's part of Carlos's appraisal once we get the results in. I don't know if that's put very well, but
okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we use the state questionnaire for, as part of Carlos's evaluation, annual evaluation. We'll do a roll call vote. Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye. Cheryl?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
And Patty?
Aye.
Okay, so you moved. Last thing we have on the agenda before adjournment is the public comment period. Do we have any questions, comments, concerns from the public? Okay. Hearing none, the next meeting that we have, sorry, I got to look at my past notes, is November 7th in Omaha. With Miguel talking about his program. So, better start writing your speech.
Yes.
With that, it is currently 11:02, and this meeting is now adjourned.
We have an hour to burn.